Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, Big Rob. We're going to the phone line from Hackley Community Care. We got Joy Robinson on the phone line.
Yes, sir.
She helping folks get that mental health right over there at Hackley Community Care. How you doing today, Joy?
I'm doing good. Very good.
So you are a, what do you do at Hackley Community Care? I know you work with mental health, but what all do you do?
I'm a behavioral health consultant, and I work with students ages 5 to 21.
Okay. And you help them do what? What do you help them do?
Well, what I do is I do individual and group therapy. I also work with families, and students come down to see me if they have mental health issues, such as they're going through a depression, anxiety, stressed out. They just need someone to talk to about any type of concerns that they may be having.
Good. That's good. Are you seeing an increase in need because of this pandemic?
Yes, I do. There is an increase in need. It's hard on everybody. And the students are, some children, they're bored. They miss their friends. They're lonely in isolation. It's causing depression, anxiety, just a whole lot of different situations to cope with.
Wow. Wow. What about suicide? What is happening here in Muskegon area with suicide? At one time, it was on the rise. Have that stabilized?
Well, I think that that's always something that is out there with the students, with the suicidal situation. I can't say if it's on the rise or not. It depends on the student and what they're going through. And I'm not sure if it's on the rise, to be honest with you. I can't say if it's on the rise or not.
Good.
I'll say that because I haven't really had any documentation or data. I know the students I see, if they're feeling depressed, but you may have a few suicidal cases, but not a whole lot. Right. You just need somebody to talk to, reaching out for help. I would say more or less reaching out for help for someone to talk to.
Right. Now, is I'm wrong? Is I'm crazy because this pandemic has not affected me? I'm okay. I'm happy. Is I'm crazy for feeling okay?
No. Mm-mm. Everybody, you got to look at each person individually. And if some people, the school was out like middle of March. School was out, kids were happy at that time. But I think as it's going on and the longer that you're out of school and you're in isolation, I think things are changing. Things are changing and there's more boredom, depression in reality. And it's lethal. You could die from it. So I think some minds and attitudes are changing about that. I don't think you're crazy because you're happy.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Rob said I was crazy because the big Rob was having a problem with this thing. He struggled.
Yeah.
And it affects everybody different.
Big problems with it.
It affects everybody different.
He could not stay in the house, Joy. This dude during the height of this pandemic, he was looking for the reason to just go outside and ride around. And just
I think people got the most cleanest yards and probably the most, we're doing a whole lot of different things that they usually don't have time to do because of it.
Yeah.
I think that's having people to, think differently and do things differently.
So what are some of the things, what should we be looking out for in regards to our loved ones? Some of the signs that we should be looking out for in regards to depression.
Okay. And depression, withdrawn, doing things that they usually do that they don't do. You can look at loneliness, staying in bed all day, sleeping, just not talking much, not interacting much, just kind of being by themselves a lot more than usual. Because you're kind of by yourself, and you're by yourself, your mind wanders. So those are some type of things that you can look for.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And how can people in the public connect with Hackley Community Care?
Okay, with us, we are right now, we're in our summer time. We have our summer hours. And the summer hours are, we have at the schools, we're at the teen health centers. We have a teen health center at Muskegon. We also have a teen health center at Oak Ridge. And our summer hours, we go from June 15th through August the 24th, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. And Fridays from 8 to 12, and we closed daily for from 12:30 to 1.
Okay.
And our after after hours number is 737-3882. And if you need us during the day, our number is 733-6680.
Rob, I know you said you was looking forward to talking to Ms. Robinson. Do you have a question now you want to ask her publicly, or do you want to talk to her off the air?
No, I can ask her publicly. We as parents that have children at home, what should we do to engage our kids? What are some of your ideals?
Okay. There are a lot of different things that you can do. I know we have done some different videos that we've reached out to different schools and students in the community, you know, by Zoom. And some activities you can do is you can read with your children, read a book, play some video games, do some outside activities. You can even throw in some chores in there with them if you'd like to throw in some chores in there with them. But, you know, just to engage them. And if they ask questions, you know, it's good to just try to, you know, explain the virus, you know, just be truthful about it, what's happening, what's taking place, why you're not at school. And some students are no, because the COVID is just on TV, it's everywhere. And the students I've asked about it, they know that they're out because of COVID, and they can know a lot more than people mean. I think they don't know about it. But you can engage them in play activities, verbal, you know, just have that family time that you may not usually have with them. And each family is differently, individually.
Them parents are getting tired right now. I can tell you that, Ms. Robinson. These parents are ready. Okay. They are ready for school. Now, there's a possibility that when school starts, the kids might have to have a mask on in school. Won't that have a psychological effect on them with a mask in class and the mask on all day?
Well, yes, I think so, because I think that, you know, having a mask on all day and your talking is different, your voice is different. You may want to talk, say something, you may want to take that mask off, because I know not wearing a mask is not a fun thing. It could have a psychological effect on the child. Yes, it could.
Well, anything else you would like to share?
Yes, right. Now, we're doing face-to-face. People are coming face-to-face. We are doing face-to-face, and then we're also are on virtual. You know, we're doing the video chat with the students also. So those are two things that we're doing. And again, they can call the number and come in face-to-face, so we can do virtual with the students. And I miss the students. I see them in the, I see them, you know, in the community, because I'm in the community. And I may see them walking, and they may say, "Hey, Miss Joy." And I'll say, "Hi, I miss y'all." And they say, "We miss you too." And, you know, I miss them. You know, I do miss talking to the students.
Aww.
I miss that interaction with them.
So what do you do to handle your stress, Dan Joy? What do you do?
I already like doing yard work. I probably got the even most cleanest house in the I'm doing things that I haven't had time to do.
Okay.
I'm just painting. I'm doing a lot of yard work, planting different flowers, and yeah, just doing all types of different things. I even got a fern on my deck that a bird has got a nest there and got the little babies born. So I'm a mama now. I'm a mama to a little baby bird. So it's all types of things. You know, I'm just doing some of everything that I didn't have time for. I'm riding bike, walking, you know, those things, that, you know, different things like that.
That's good. That's good. Rob, you got anything for Ms. Robinson?
No, she answered my question.
Yeah.
I just got to do more with my son.
Yeah, you got to do more, man. You got to do more. I don't have any. My kids are growing.
And he'll love it. He'll love it. You doing that time with them, you know, and you both will love it together.
Yeah, he got some good kids, though. They actually work, and probably that's taking a lot of time out of the house, being at work.
Yeah. You're right about that.
All right, Joy Robinson, Hackley Community Care. Now, where'd you go to school at, Joy? You got to get the information out there. Shout out. What college you went to?
I went to Muskegon Heights High School, a proud Muskegon Heights graduate.
All righty.
And I went for my undergrad. I went to Ferris State University. And for my grad, I went to Grand Valley State University.
Now, you went to Muskegon Heights. I should know you.
Yeah, I'm a Heights Tiger.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a proud Heights Tiger.
And the name was Joy Robinson back then?
Yep, Joy Robinson.
Okay. All right.
I played sports and did track. I did basketball and
Okay.
Yep. I'm a Tiger.
All right. All right, Tiger.
What year did you graduate? What year did you graduate?
Yeah, well, I was hoping he wouldn't ask the year.
He didn't want to shout that year. Y'all. He's quiet.
I'm a young person. I'm young. That's all I can't say.
Oh, okay. But I came out in 85.
I don't want to get my age away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Keep that a secret.
If I get my age away, my mother, she wanted to be young, so I can't get my age away. She don't like us to say my age. Sorry, Mama.
All right, young Joy. Young Joy Robinson. Yeah, have it your way, Ms. Robinson. It's your way. But thank you so much.
You see, she blamed it on her mama, right?
Right?
Blamed it on her mama.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
I see that factor.
Continue to be that tiger. Continue to do what you do, is help kids out. I'm sure your name was Joy, and I can tell that you have a joyful energy about yourself, and I'm sure the kids enjoy being around you. So,
okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you guys. You guys do a lot.
Thank you so much.
I like that trip you take them on the African trip. I like that.
Oh, really? You heard about it? Oh, good, good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
At least she heard about
something we do good.
She didn't ever say we did anything
bad.
That's
great.
Thank you so much, Joy.
That's a good experience, and the kids come back talking about it. Very positive.
Yeah. Very positive. Yeah. Unfortunately, this year, thanks to COVID, you know what I mean? We have an African withdrawals right now, Joy. We might need some sessions about that.
If y'all do, give us a call. We're here for you.
All right. Take care, family.
Absolutely.
Make sure you have a good day. Take care. All right.
Okay, you too. Thank you both. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye. There you go, Ski Town. Joy Robinson, social worker, a master social worker. Get that right, Rob. You know, my oldest daughter is a master social worker from Muskegon Heights.
She's licensed through the state of Michigan.
Yep. There you go. Going back to my music, this afternoon jams.